Hi, this is Joe.
This is Chris.
We're doing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode 102. I stopped with the numbers. I'm only going from 100 at this point. Fuck it. I don't care. We have a Deadpool trailer to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Okay.
But first, S.H.I.E.L.D.
First, S.H.I.E.L.D. Let's just get through S.H.I.E.L.D. They kidnap General Mom Pants. Unfortunately, it turns out the driver is Absorbing Man with some C4. Hey, and she's trying to convince Coulson to kind of join them. Maybe
it's like she's like, let us show you what we're doing.
And then Russian dude from last season shows up.
Well, we did kind of leave him in a state of, he still has a head in a jar and he's an android.
Yeah, that's what General Mom Pants has over him, because Coulson is like, you know what? Your LMDs look like shit now. Because they're the generic robots.
They're just robots.
Yeah. So that's kind of that story. I mean, there's a really cute scene where Coulson and May are arguing about whether or not he should go with them. And he's like, May's like, it's a trap. He's like, yeah, it's a really good one.
It's a really good one.
Yeah. So it's fun because I think Coulson's now just kind of free-balling it pretty much at this point. Like, he knows he's going to die, so it doesn't matter.
More or less.
So, threatening him with death while they don't know. He even says, like, let's not talk about why I'm willing to do this kind of shit in front of Hydra. Spoiler alert, they're Hydra.
God damn it, Joe.
Sorry. It's so stupid.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I mean, to be honest, that is 5 minutes.
That's the reveal. That's the reveal. Like, that whole, which is, I guess, supposed to be... I'll say that's the B-plot, because the A-plot is...
Okay. We'll come back to the B plot, but the B plot is basically...
Let's just finish it. General Mom Pants takes them...
Somewhere.
Well, she comes into this room, and there's somebody talking to her. And if you come to realize, oh, it's a Kree. The Kree are already here.
But then
they're working with Hydra.
And they call it the Confederacy.
Whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah. I mean, there's Asian symbols, or I guess Kree symbols behind them.
I think it's Kree. It's combinations. Like, if you look, some of them look Korean, some of them look Japanese. They don't mesh correctly as a single language, so you just kind of go with it's probably Kree.
Well, then you pointed it out as soon as you're like, she says, well, they bring up the fact that, you know, she says something like, we're so close, and he's like, well, that's when failure happens. She's like, I'll die first. And they hand them the crazy-ass drug.
The drug that makes you go berserk.
And that's when you're like, Kree's already on Earth.
At least this guy is Kree. If there's more Kree, who knows?
Well, wasn't our boy from Warehouse 13 Kree?
Yes, but he was sent...
But he...
To stop the creation of the Inhumans.
Yeah.
The McClintock.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Kree, but he wasn't blue. Like, he wasn't Kree.
Yes.
He was kind of a, I think he was the original, like.
Was he Captain Marvel?
No, he was not Captain Marvel. He was, I guess you could say he's kind of a human Kree hybrid. That was like the first.
They genetically modified him. I wonder if this dude, but he also went into.
But he's not they used them to hunt down Inhumans the first time.
But didn't he like basically go native on the Kree too? Kind of, yeah, saying like he didn't really want to hurt the humans, that's why Sif was there. So I kind of wonder if they're gonna, I wonder if that is Eddie McClintock.
I know they modified his voice to make it deeper because his voice is not naturally that deep.
No, so I kind of wonder if Eddie's gonna make it. That'd be kind of
that would be nice.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have Sif back too and to explain that shit, but no, someone's on an NBC show. So that's basically the B plot. That'll lead us into next week's teaser, A-plot, and probably through the rest of the season, I would think.
More than likely.
So this A-plot this week is Fitzgong loses his mind up in here. You see Fitz working on one of the robots. You think he's basically going to take the arms off to give him the yo-yo. Even Dex is like, hey, I like to help, because he really is like the small child who wants to play.
He wants Because he's already figured it out. He doesn't know where he fits in this world. And I think it just that's what you naturally go back to is your childlike ways.
Yeah. So that's
and then he gets himself knocked out.
Yeah, because he notices Fitz is turning the robot on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the robot kind of goes after Mac.
It starts up and the person in the helmet takes the helmet off and you think it's Dr. Leopold Fitz.
Hydra Fitz. Yeah. So, Fitz sees him at one point in time while he's trying to figure something out with Daisy, with the cameras, and then he sends Daisy away, and that's when they have that confrontation. And then the robot attacks Mac, who gets shot, and he's like, oh my god, the guy's back, it must be an aberration, because they're still in the timey-wimey fear dimension thing.
Yeah, they're still dealing with the rift.
Yeah. So, what happens is that you see that one of the robots takes out Daisy because she doesn't have her powers anymore, knocks her out. And then Hydra Fitz is operating on her to help in a weird way.
The theory that is being proposed is that the only way to seal the rift is for Daisy to use her abilities to condense the gravitonium because she can do it without touching it.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
And fit it into the sphere so that it can merge with the other sphere and permanently seal the rift.
I'm glad you caught all of that. Because I got that, but you explained it way better than I would have. Good job.
Do I get a cookie?
Yeah, I think we have cookies. We bought cookies today, so yeah, you can get... Not like I didn't buy you a fucking Blizzard today, but let's go with cookies. Anyway, so what we get is that explanation. You're kind of like, well, why would the aberration try to destroy the other aberrations?
Well, and from what I understand, it didn't seem like the aberrations could do a lot.
Well,
like,
I mean, they could kill.
They could fight, they could kill. But it just seems really odd. Like, this feels different.
Well, I mean, you kind of go back to the Deathlok one, where basically the Deathlok one was trying to talk Coulson out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you went with like, oh yeah, they can do, they can talk their way, they can interact and do
but
things.
But the thing is, it seems as though, and you find out that Fitz is the only one who sees him.
Yeah, but we don't realize because that.
We don't realize it till he's talking, and it's like you have another confrontation with the two Fitzes, and you hear Daisy say, who are you talking to?
And Simmons kind of puts it together about when she goes to Mac saying about old wounds, and then that's when Simmons remembers season 2 with Fitz seeing her all the time, and that he had that psychotic break.
Yeah.
And so, now he's having another psychotic break. And when Simmons confronts him, it's
just Fitz.
And it's really heartbreaking because Fitz's psychotic break is he knows no one will allow him to do this. He even sets
he cannot do it himself. He knows he cannot do it himself. So he's using this other persona. Dude's got schizophrenia.
Yeah, and you know it what? I kind of wish throughout the years this would have been a thing, because in season 2, it kind of magically disappears when Simmons shows up.
Sorta. Because she was in... She had left. That's when she, like, signed up with...
Hydra
undercover.
Yeah, and that's when we got Bobby.
Yeah.
God, I miss Bobby.
I feel like it's been... That was, like, eons ago.
It does.
But that's why this show has been so frustrating of late, is because... Hey, remember this thing that happened in season 1 or season 2?
Yeah.
No, not really, because this hasn't been a theme in the show since season 2.
Well, I mean, we can get to that later, but...
I mean, why didn't we have him have this problem when Simmons was on Alien Planet? Why didn't we have this problem last season?
Oh, yeah. Well, because he was in the framework.
I guess we're saying that he recovered from the first
psychotic
minor psychotic break, because of the potential drowning.
Well, the thing is, too, you can make the argument that getting Simmons back stopped him from having the psychotic break. Like, but he still went out and did crazy-ass shit to try to get her back.
Yeah.
And him being in the framework for season four basically was...
I think that made it worse because he saw that darker version of himself. He was that darker version
I mean, there's no getting around it. They were those people. Like, May was that person. You know, Fitz was that person. Coulson was the mild manner teacher. You know, that he was the only one that wasn't... And Mac. Oh, fucking... What they did to Mac was horrific.
Well, and that seems to be going... He's still becoming the overprotective
father. Oh, he's totally overprotective with Yo-Yo in this episode, too.
Yeah, and that's
too.
What it is. He's already lost too much.
So there are themes that are played out. It's just played out for... It seems like this season's a little bit better. Now, what the other thing that kind of is going on here is that it works.
Yeah.
He's right.
But it's the idea that for Daisy that she is convinced that no matter what they do, she is the reason.
I fucking hate that logic since nothing we saw in the future proved it.
No, nothing we saw proved it, but other than there's a video, there's a grainy video of her leaving.
Oh my God.
A Zeppelin or a Quinjet, never to be seen again, and then all of a sudden the Earth explodes.
Yeah, that is. Even when she saw it, she's like, that proves absolutely nothing.
But the more... She's always been afraid of her powers.
Well, yeah, I get that.
Always. And I think for her, and this has nothing to do with the rift, it's this season, at least these last couple of episodes, have dealt with nothing but everyone's individual fear. Max's fear of loss. Fitz's fear of being too weak.
Mm-hmm.
Simmons' fear of losing Fitz. You know, Daisy having always been afraid of her powers.
Coulson still believing he's dead.
He doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah, that basically all of this is that he was killed by Loki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that this, swear to God, if they saint elsewhere, is this.
No, because like I said, if that was the finale, if that was, like I said, the 100th episode had the chance to saint elsewhere their way out of it. And they lock Fitz up, and that's when we get two really powerful moments back to back, which is Fitz saying, you know, this was my fault. I did this. I can't talk to Daisy and Mac because it worked and I feel like I did right. And that's where Simmons is like, well, I'll follow you down the dark path. And Fitz being like, yeah, we'll talk about that later.
But they're just kind of like in this moment of where do you go from here?
Yeah.
It worked. Okay. But I think this is going to be a situation of does the ends justify the means?
Well, I mean, it's Hydra shit. I mean, to be fair, it's a combination of Hydra and S.H.I.E.L.D. Both have the sometimes the ends justify the means. And sometimes...
But is that the case here? Right now, Fitz believes his ends, the fact that it worked, justified what happened. And the fact that this wasn't just all of a sudden happening.
It was happening constantly.
It has been happening since he left the framework that he has been dealing with dark Fitz.
Have we seen that, though?
We have not. But we haven't. We haven't seen it at all since we came out.
But
we came back from the future.
Yeah.
So, again, it's the, hey, remember this thing, but you need to lead to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem
like,
I have with
you
this episode.
You wanted to have this, but you never led to it other than the, oh, he's distracting people, he's pushing people away, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, yeah, he's really stressed out. Some people do that when they're really stressed out. That doesn't necessarily mean they're on the verge of a psychotic breakdown.
No, I think my biggest problem with this episode was nothing led to he was going to have a psychotic break with this.
No, and even just thinking of the last... What, two episodes?
Maybe he did have it and when they got back, when he saw him and they thought it was the aberration. Or is that Simmons?
I don't have a clue.
Yeah, I thought we saw him at one
but
point.
But I don't think we did.
Maybe it was just in the previews that we saw him.
Yeah, it was just a preview.
But
It's a problem with watching it the day it the day they air the episode actually airs. If you see the preview and then you don't remember
and what
the
happened.
Show it, what was preview.
But then the second pretty powerful episode moment is Dex basically sitting while Simmons is down there crying her eyes out, saying, you know, everything's, I think, going to be all right, and explaining everything he knows about Fitz and Simmons to the point where she's like, how do you know all this? And that's where Dex says, my mom used to talk about her parents all the time and said that her grandfather...
Her father.
Yeah.
She talked about him with such love in her eyes. And that her mother was the strongest person she ever knew. And I'm probably mixing words here, but it's just... And he uses the line, it doesn't... We don't have to take big steps. They just have to go in the right direction.
Yeah. Sometimes taking small steps.
And Simmons figures out that Dax is her grandson and immediately throws up.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
And I was trying to, when I was thinking about it, like, for a few minutes after the episode ended, I'm like, how can she already be pregnant? Oh, yeah.
The wedding night.
No, because they haven't been... married. I'm figuring they haven't been married that long. It's maybe been a week.
Doesn't matter.
But you don't, Joe, I've been through this.
Okay.
You don't get symptoms of pregnancy within a week of getting pregnant. It's more like a month, 2 months.
Well, how long have they been back?
They have only been back probably about a month. I'm thinking that she was pregnant before they left.
Oh. But how? Because they've been in the framework.
How long were they in the framework? That's when it's like,
week?
How do you know?
That's weird because the framework time doesn't really work because...
The framework time is different.
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost... Like Inception, it was like they were in there longer than they were actually gone.
Yeah.
But we really don't know exactly how long they were gone because they were replaced with LMDs. So it's, you know, at what point?
I think it was only like 2 or 3 weeks they were gone. Because didn't they have like at a certain amount of time, like within a week they were going to die? Like the physical bodies were going to die?
No, because the framework was set up that the physical body will... live as long as the mind lives.
I thought they were on a clock.
Not that I was aware of.
I thought at one point in time they were on a clock for some reason.
They were on a clock because the plane they were on was going to blow up, or the ship or whatever. Or that, no, it was a, that outpost.
Yeah.
They were on that outpost.
Oh, that's what it was. They were on the clock because of the outpost. So.
Because they blew it up.
Yeah. So, and I think that was set for like a day, I forget. I knew there was a clock, a countdown or something, so I'm not really sure. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm going with wedding night, but like
but
you
then
said,
we're saying if
it's
they've
only
been
a
married
week
a few
for
weeks.
Weeks. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
She was probably pregnant before they went back in time.
Oh, man, I don't.
Because they've been a couple since last season.
Yeah, so it makes sense. It just... I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess so. I'm just not going to screw around with the time. I mean, what did you think of this episode?
I'm starting to get super annoyed with the general mom pants storyline already.
It's not fun.
No.
She's not a fun villain. I mean, to be fair, the villains this season suck.
She's like the evil gym teacher. Which you can't
even
make that character fun. You just make that character something to be hated.
I think the problem is we've been so spoiled with this show with going from, like, last season was part horror story, which was awesome because it was around Halloween time.
Yeah.
And dealing with Ghost Rider and, you know.
And then you had.
The 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo.
And then you have the LMD story, which.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
The leading up to the framework.
Yeah.
That wasn't great. But when you see it as a whole picture, it's it, the whole is better than the sum of its parts.
Well, the thing is,
the framework was great, but the story leading up to it was just.
Well, because. Well, the Ghost Rider storyline was fine with the Darkhold being. To be fair, I mean.
The fact that the Darkhold was the reason everything went.
The Darkhold was a villain. It's basically like the book from Evil Dead.
Yeah. It's like the true villain.
Yeah. And the Darkhold, to me, being like this kind of old Marvel Universe villain, is awesome. Like, I didn't mind the Kree. It's just, I wish the Kree we would have got would have come with Skrulls.
You wanted the
I wanted the Kree-Skrull War, but if we're going to get Captain Marvel and they're going to keep the Skrulls.
That.
Yeah, and they're going to keep that as their own little secret.
But I mean, like, essentially, this, if you had Skrulls, you would have ended up with the same story that you would have had with the LMDs.
Skrull. Yeah.
It would have been the same story over again, and I think that would have been more annoying.
I also think it's because last season really was a Marvel comic book in depth, like. You got Ghost Rider. You got the Darkhold. And you got What If.
Yeah.
What If Hydra won.
Yeah.
For, like, the last half of the season. That's why last season was, like, really good. And this season, it's hard because the characters are interesting. And I liked how they ended the Kree storyline. But I don't like General Mom Pants. And I don't like... Oh, I'm building my own suicide. Like you called it last week. They're building a suicide squad. You got the Russian guy now. You've got, you know, Strucker's kid. You got Absorbing Man. And you got your Harley Quinn.
General Mom Pants might as well just be Amanda Waller.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
Like she's a white Amanda Waller. And I can't be any more disappointed in the words that I just said.
That's so fucking privilege right there. Yeah, and you're right. And that's not...
And then there's even somebody above her.
Whoever the Kree guy. Whoever the Confederacy.
Whoever the Confederacy is. Yeah. Which I'm assuming is...
Cadmus?
It's basically the equivalent.
So is that guy Lex?
If Cadmus was run by aliens.
The only way this works for me is that if you find out the guy, the Kree guy, is actually fucking Kingpin.
He wasn't fat enough to be
Kingpin. I know. But, I mean, that's the only way this works
and
for me.
Sadly, Michael Kirk Duncan is dead.
Ranoffio is really good as Kingpin. I love him. But. Yeah, Michael Clark brought a little bit more charisma to it. But it.
And a fair bit of class.
Yeah, but I think the problem I have is, like, the Kree storyline would have worked fine if it wasn't set in the fucking future.
Because now it's the.
If that was, like, an outpost out there in space, it would have worked better. However, you've got this timey-wimey thing. They could have warped it out. Come on. I mean, fucking...
How do you get humans there? Other than that they were... Hey, guess what happens? Here's what happens.
Bifrost.
The people who have ever been abducted.
You know how they do it? Bifrost.
Probably.
Have Sif do it. But again, you can't use
that character.
Or you could have used one of the Warriors 3 before they got, like, killed off because no one fucking cared about them anymore. So disappointing because they were really good in Thor 1. Anyway, I mean, I think the problem I have with this season is this is a DC fucking story. It's the Bat Family versus Suicide Squad. And you can sponsor that Kickstarter if you wish for $140 or $320 if you want the Batmobile and the scenarios and the Wayne Manor expansion and the Arkham expansion. Someone please buy that for me because I spent a lot of money on a giant fucking sail barge this week that I didn't think was going to go fun, but, you know, leave it to Hasbro to be like, oh, this isn't going to fun? Here's some goodies. Here's some vintage goodies for you. And now I'm on the hook for almost $500. So if someone could buy me the $140, I'd like the Wayne Manor expansion. So $200 thing. Yeah. Chris is looking at me now like I'm crazy. Anyway, but that's what's going on here.
$500.
Anyway, if anyone would like to sponsor the podcast, we're up for that too. This conversation could be tabled for another time. Like at the divorce proceedings. Anyway, but it's Bat Family versus Suicide Squad. With Batman basically on the verge of dying.
That could happen.
I mean, yeah, I mean, they've run that story a few times, but that's why I don't think this season, as a final season, I think the 100th episode would have been a good way to go out. But now we're dealing with the Kree. I mean, it's fine that they're going to...
No, it's as soon as they came back from the future, it was, how do we stop the future? That's it. And it's like, yeah, okay, we get to the 100th episode, but it's like, this doesn't solve the problem of what's supposed to happen. So you have to keep going with this story.
Yeah, that's why I don't know if I really want this to be the last season then. I think I would
I think we already know the answer to that. Scenario is this is probably the last season.
But I think it's going to tie into, like, this is an alien invasion. Well, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, there's an alien invasion. So, you think they're going to timey-wimey their way out of it by saying, I don't know. I mean...
We don't know. We have...
What? I think the episode's good.
Almost a month away to...
We are at the...
It's like 36 days, something like that.
We are 5 weeks away from Infinity War being probably the biggest event since Phantom Menace. Yeah, I truly believe this is the biggest event since Phantom Menace. I know everyone's like, well, Force Awakens, like, yes.
Because
we had the prequels, and everyone was terrified they were going to suck. Like, yeah. Force Awakens was going to suck. It didn't suck. Not as good as you think it is. I like Last Jedi, but I'm in the wrong. Me and $1.2 billion are in the wrong. So, the problem is, I like this episode. But I think I like this episode because it's dealing with the cast and has nothing to do with General Mompans and the Kree invasion or anything else. It's them dealing with the trauma of everything that they have been through.
Yeah.
And especially with Fitz. I think Fitz and Gemma have been the strongest elements of the show. As much as I love Clark Gregg and we love May, and they have... wonderful chemistry. Fitz and Simmons are the rock on which this entire thing falls on, you know? So when you see them finally get their happy moment in typical Joss Whedon fashion, here comes the breakup.
But it's not...
Here comes the bad thing.
Here's the bad thing that could potentially destroy their relationship. And I mean once and for all, that isn't necessarily death.
Yes.
But it's the, can she deal with the fact that this happened and could potentially happen again?
Well, the thing is, Yo-Yo even admits, like, she knows she's not going to die. Which brings up the point that I think is what's going to happen is Yo-Yo's going to die.
Yo-Yo's going
to
die.
To break the timeline on purpose. Or
she's going to sacrifice herself.
On purpose. That she will do it on purpose. And even if...
Because they said the only clue that she has is about Coulson has to die.
Yes.
But is that necessarily the truth?
Well, they do everything in their power to save Coulson at the same time being totally blind to what's going on. I don't know. Maybe him joining up with Hydra is the thing. Or maybe...
the reason he has to die.
Or maybe them being like, well, if it saves Coulson and the world, if they can... Maybe that's the deal next week. Well, we'll give you this thing to save Coulson, and that's the bad thing that they do, so... I don't know. I mean,
who knows?
So Deadpool. So
now with 1,000% more X-Men.
X-Force is mentioned.
X-Force is created.
Yeah, I mean, no shit. It's not even Cable that creates X-Force. It's Deadpool,
which is hilarious.
I don't know about that.
Hilarious.
We get to see a few new X-Men. Domino, Mega Death is back. Teenage Nuclear Warhead's back. Colossus looks to be back.
Supposedly.
Well, he grabs his ass.
Yep.
Most of the main characters are back, which is really kind of nice. They make fun of the fact that basically they probably will not greenlight a third. And I've heard the early reviews are not good.
Of this movie?
Mm-hmm. Which makes me really terrified that they're going to either... that they got the wrong review group in there or whatever happened. Looks like Cable's the bad guy. Because he's trying to kill a kid.
That he sent from the future. It's the Cable story. He's sent back in time to prevent something. And apparently it involves killing this person. Killing this kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much the plot we know. That we're getting. At least that's what we're getting.
It's
that
weird.
It's Deadpool getting this... X-Men team together and stopping him.
Yeah, considering who Cable's parents are, Jean and Scott.
Yeah, it could be. It could be interesting.
And this storyline kind of reminds me of Cable and Hope, which I would rather have seen. But they're not going to bring Jean and Scott into this. Like, Deadpool 2 is going to have absolutely nothing to do with Dark Phoenix, which is a bad idea on Fox's part. I would do everything in my power to get I would do everything in my power to even get Deadpool into Dark Phoenix Saga. Even if it's just a minor little cameo. Wouldn't give a fuck. They really shouldn't even do Dark Phoenix Saga. They fucked it up once.
They really screwed it up once before. Let's not play this game again.
But everything in that trailer looks super fucking funny.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, once again, you know, Marvel is going to just run wild this summer between, now that they technically own 20th Century Fox, you know, it's, they're going to have in 3 months, Avengers Infinity War, Deadpool 2, Ant-Man and Wasp.
Yep.
And there's no other summer movie that I'm like,
DC, what you got?
Nothing.
Not a damn thing.
That's why I think they really should have. There's a lot of things they should have done, but, like, I don't know, man. Like, it's nice that people are watching Justice League now going, it wasn't awful.
I still haven't watched it.
It's not awful.
I don't care.
I know.
I had no desire to watch it then. I have no desire to watch it.
But you liked Wonder Woman, though.
Because that was done correctly.
This is sort of correctly.
They changed the Amazon's costumes.
To
be more revealing and less actually armor.
Anywho, Deadpool's coming and we're all very, very happy about it.
Yes, we are.
All right. And we're pretty happy with this episode other than the B plot.
Which is going to probably be the A plot for the remainder of the season. Listen,
if they bring out the giant fucking Kree head in the box, then I'll be all about this Kree storyline.
Sure. Let's see how many episodes we have left.
Chris is now using the internet.
Yes, I am.
Riveting. Put it up.
You can edit
this is my fourth podcast this week. I am pulling a Matt Myra. It is ridiculous. I'm not going to edit out all the sounds of Chris punching buttons here. Because I refuse to do that. So, anything else going on? Yes, X-Files is over. I have my X-Files episode up that I've gone solo all season with.
Yes, you have.
Why, Chris?
Because I will not let this show break my heart again.
Exactly.
Was I right? I was right.
No, I mean, it ended really well.
We have lots of episodes left.
How many episodes?
We are on episode 14. It's what we just finished. And it goes for 22.
8 more episodes to go?
Uh-huh.
For fuck's sake. When's it end?
May 18th.
Oh, well, fuck. They're doing stuff after Infinity War, then.
Yes, they are, because actually, episode 19 airs on the same date as Infinity War starts.
That's a bad idea for everybody involved.
Yes, it is. Have fun with that.
All right. Now that we know that we have this to go through, and it's at the 35-minute mark, this is Joe.
And Chris.
Oh, boy. I want the guy's head in the jar for the Kree. That's the only way I'm buying any of this. Bye.